No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Second hour, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Well, you know he has the hydration situation.
Yes, we do know that.
And so he's still got an IV drip.
Okay.
He's taking the week off.
The whole week off. Gotcha.
Well, next week is the first week before week zero, so it's kind of the football starts.
Gotcha.
So he's off this week. So check in, see him. He's doing great. He's hydrated, feels great, but he's taking the week off from activities because the college football season starts next week.
Understood.
So he gets himself
good idea.
He's just researching, getting stuff going. Yeah.
Also, we've had something happen that might be the most remarkable thing ever over break that's ever happened
on
this show. If you could talk about it, Jake, just
Sent this in.
I want to give us a shout out to Jim in Lebanon, Indiana. Man. So during Bill's Thrills, we talked about how we don't have the Battle of the Network Stars anymore. We had some pictures from back in the day. One picture of Howard Cosell and Gabe Kaplan. Is that who that is?
Mr. Cotter. Howard's got sunglasses on.
Yeah, he's got a smirk.
And his sport coat.
It's Regal ABC sport.
It's what he would wear for Monday Night Football at the time.
Yep, the gold.
Gold jackets on.
The gold coat standard.
He's doing Battle of the Network Stars. This is the same guy that did Ali Frazier. Same guy did Monday Night Football.
No big deal.
And he's also doing Battle of the
doing it with gusto, by
doing
the way.
It with Bayo.
No, but Howard would do it, and
treat
it appropriately. He'd be funny.
He'd be funny. He'd be super funny. Very dry.
Yes.
If there's anyone else like that can send in any photos of Battle of the Network
Stars. Yeah, please.
Please send them in.
So, people of a certain age will remember those gold coats.
Yes. Can we share that photo anyway?
I can put it on Twitter, yeah.
We'll put it on Twitter.
I wish I could put it on the broadcast. I can't put it on the broadcast right now. I'd like to put it on the screen,
but I
can't.
Twitter. We'll do a tweet.
And what was the other picture was that Gabe Kaplan also?
Gabe Kaplan and Bionic Woman.
The Bionic Woman. Very pretty,
Lindsay Wagner, her name.
Lindsay, I think that's... Amos, I think was his name. His last name was Amos, and I think he's from Eight Is Enough.
I don't remember that.
I think he's from Eight Is Enough, but he's just the back of his head.
Where did Jim find those photos?
I don't know, but thank you.
What if he had him in? What if he had him? And he looks at him every day. What if he just? What if he?
I would.
I would look.
Applaud.
I,
that.
What if it's on the?
I need to do that.
What's that on? What's that on the kitchen table right there? That's my Battle Network Stars scrapbook. There's got to be live video of this. There's got to be people doing the obstacle course.
You know what? I bet if you went to YouTube, you could find it. And that's what we're doing today.
Yeah, that's what we'll do the rest of the day.
We will YouTube. I don't mean the rest of the day, but
don't go to practice. I didn't imagine the. Breakers, I have no information for practice. I didn't talk to Eckler. I was doing YouTube Battle of Network Stars.
We've gone completely. It's very off important. The deep. Simple's gone off the deep end. He just lives totally in his 70s on YouTube. He's skipping events. He's not coming out.
My dad's into YouTube TV, and I talked to my dad last night. He was laughing. He goes. I've never seen anything like this. I go, what were you watching? He goes. Well, it was a roast, he said, and it was the Dean Martin roast of Lucille Ball. So was probably 1971. And my dad's like, he goes, it's some of the funniest stuff I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, I'm watching this roast, and it's Dean Martin roast.
Oh, God. And I bet
so
it's
John
incredible.
Rickles, and they're roasting Lucille Ball.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was must-see TV, too. When a roast came on, it was must-see.
Think about Rickles roasting Lucille Ball. Or Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. I mean, Red Skelton might have showed up. I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are people annoyed that we're living
in No, I just still love when Bill's dad was trying to find Pat Fitzgerald stuff. He's like,
Nothing.
I can't find it.
There's nothing there.
No.
Been reading that Pat Fitzgerald stuff when he got fired at Northwestern. I looked. Nothing there.
It's literally every website you look at. It had
nothing else. There's the lead story and everything.
Can't find it.
Damn. Better times.
He found a Lucille Ball roast, though, Dean Martin.
By the way, Jim in Lebanon responds back. He sent me the link. He's like, this is the site with all the pictures, Jake. Thanks for the shout-out. You're the man. You're the man. Forgive me that
You're
link.
The man.
Forgive me that link.
Well, could you send the link to us?
Oh, I will send the link to you guys. Yes, I'll do that. Thank you to all the... And by the way, one more thing before we move on. This is from Wilbur Dave. Wilbur says, Bill mentioned Sam's sandwiches in the first hour. The jingle was, Sam's the best of sandwiches for all your family. They had the family French fry to share, also red, white, and blue decorated shops, and had one in Crete also.
I didn't know they had one in Crete.
They had one in Crete.
You could get like a sack of fries, a basket of, it was
family fries.
Family fries, yes. Everything was red, white, and blue. It was Uncle Sam. That was based off of.
And where was this located?
Right there on, 48th, and I think that'd be 48th. Street just down from
48th
Wesleyan
and Layton, yeah.
Layton, okay. Basically. About
there's 40. Also one apparently at 13th and E.
That's the one. I lived across the street from that one. I went to that one a few times.
Yeah, this one I was talking about.
There was. Sam's right where there's a quick stop there now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better times.
Better times.
464.
That was that little after Better Times, but yeah.
That was after Better Times?
Well, it was mid-80s. Mid-80s was still better.
I don't know. It had to be there in the 70s, though. It had to be there.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it until the mid-80s.
Yeah,
that's
me
when,
too.
That's when it hit me.
Sam's Burgers.
Yeah.
God. Don't get... Yeah.
464-568-5. Call or text, as always.
Let's talk about Qdoba or something.
The official AP Top 10 came out yesterday for college football. Now, remember last year, Florida State was a Top 10 team, went 2-10 on the season. Bad year. Every year, somebody in the preseason top 10 not only misses out of the top 10, they fall out of the rankings completely and before the end of the year. So here are the 10 teams.
I like this.
Which of these 10 teams is most likely to be the flop of the top 10? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is in order from 1 to 10. Texas, Penn State, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia, Notre Dame, Oregon, Alabama, LSU, and Miami. Those are your preseason top 10 teams. Who is the likely flop to be outside the top 25 when the season is over?
The last one.
Miami.
I mean...
Yeah.
I had Miami and Notre Dame just because the quarterback situation at Notre Dame, they're not sure if it's who it's going to be and...
This is a solid top 10 is what it
feels like.
Yeah. And then also, the Notre Dame, I'd probably even push back on myself because the back of their schedule is so easy. It's front loaded.
I think they're loaded.
They have A&M at home. They have to go to Arkansas and then they have to go to Miami. But their last like five or six games are layups. So if they So even if they got knocked out of the top 10, they'd probably find their way back because they'll win their last six. I think SC might be in there at some point.
I don't
in time,
see but. A flop in there.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
No. Except for Miami. And they're 10th, so it makes sense. They're the most likely, yeah. Right? Right?
Well,
I would like to say Alabama. I don't know exactly what they got. I'm not as high on DeBoer as you guys are. I get it. His resume's strong. But they looked suspect last
this
year.
This has come back to the QB situations. Texas has it figured out with Arch, right?
I think.
Penn State's got Drew Aller. They got that. Ohio State does not know. They have options. They don't know their guy. Clemson's got Klubnik. That's their dude. Georgia doesn't know right now. Do they have a... Have they their starter for sure at Georgia?
Yeah, they have a starter.
They have one.
Underwhelming.
We don't know
much about him. Notre Dame. We just mentioned Leonard's not there anymore. New quarterback. Oregon. New quarterback.
Yeah, there's Alabama, questions about
new
Oregon.
Quarterback.
There's question at Ty Simpson. There's questions. There's none at LSU. No questions there.
Nussmeier's the dude in Miami. Carson Beck again has
big
questions about how good he is. But yeah.
Yeah, when you look at that, there's not many of the returning quarterbacks. You go, okay, These guys are locked in.
I just don't see Ohio State flopping. But I don't. That quarterback situation. If I was an Ohio State fan, it would concern me. I just don't see a flop in there, except Miami.
Miami could flop. Yeah, I don't see LSU flopping.
Nope. Nope.
I think they could be a top five team. Again, great quarterback there. Is there a chance that Georgia or Bama drops out of the top 10 though? Those guys have been consistently top 10 teams for years now.
I'd have to go through their schedule one by one. Could be a scheduling thing that drops them out.
What's flop to you, by the way?
Outside the top 25.
Oh, God.
I don't think any of these drop out of the top 25. I don't think there's any
of them. If you're preseason ranked 10th and you finish 20th, I mean, that's obviously not a playoff team, but it's not a horrendous year. But out of the top 25, that's been the story, is that somebody routinely, preseason top 10, not only is out of the top 10, but they're out of the rankings completely by season's end.
It would be monumental for most of these teams if they dropped out. I mean, all of them. If Texas would drop out of the top 25, think of the ramifications of that. I mean, think of the ramifications at Ohio State if they dropped out of the top 25. One ramification, of course, would be a coaching change.
Ohio State? No. If they finished 29th,
they won the title this last year.
They just won
the national championship.
I don't know.
He's got some time now.
Yeah, he bought a lot of time. But also,
I don't agree with you on that.
When you see this on the top, when you first
they lost five, I don't.
They won the championship.
It doesn't matter.
Nah, he'd be fine.
Defending champs.
They wouldn't be happy. But also with this, I mean, the picking the national champion probably one of the hardest that there is.
Yeah. Oh, real hard.
I mean, because really, it's always like, well, it's going to be Alabama. For about 10 years, it was Alabama or Georgia.
Pretty simple.
Kind of what you thought.
Maybe Clemson in there a little bit.
And this year, you're going like, I don't know if Georgia can win with the quarterback. I don't know if Alabama can. I know nothing about Ty Simpson.
Oh, it's hard to pick the
national big thing
title.
Is you're going
to
see things early. And that's the part that is always when teams have some success or the first game and all of a sudden, when you're looking at a team and you see their issues, it's exploited. That's that. Right now, you don't know a lot of their issues. You don't know what they are, and so that'll be a drastic change. And all of a sudden, when they see on film by about game 3 or 4, they're gonna go, okay, here's what's going on with these guys. So it'll be a big, big trip. But no, it's going to be really hard for
the, hard to pick the national titles now. Yeah. It really is. Partly because of what you have to do to win it, which we've covered Ohio State, what it had to do. Hard to pick that team that could do that.
And you have some playing right off the bat. I mean, you got LSU and Clemson going at it right off the bat for one loss.
You got two top 10 battles week one. That's awesome. Ohio State, Texas, and Clemson, LSU. Yeah.
Which goes back to, does it affect you this year? Yes. If you're basing it off of four AQs, doesn't bother you. It's like, don't care. The loss is out of conference. Don't care. Doesn't affect us. Let's go. This loss does matter. Someone will get buried for a while. After whoever loses that game will kind of be, they won't drop much at all, but they'll be kind of like, we'll have a loss. Clemson and LSU. They'll be like, kind of move on. Then all of a sudden, about 3-4 weeks later, they'll win their next four and be like, okay, they're right back where they're supposed to be. Unless it looks bad. Unless the game's a 41-6 game or something crazy.
Majority of the breakers are saying Miami is the likely one. Again, they're 10th ranked. And also, they would say Notre Dame would be that candidate to be outside the top 25.
Miami has the hardest time to kind of keep things going because they just don't get people to their game. I mean, they don't. The fans don't show up, and so it's harder. That's where the chance to lose one of those games, kind of a sneaky game, because they're playing at home in front of 30,000 people. You know, and that's what it is. The first game that they're at home against Notre Dame, that'll be crazy. But other than that, it won't. It's not known for that.
John Des Moines says, it's hard to pick the national champ right now, but it is the same options as always, though. You don't have a newcomer to the crowd in terms of the contenders.
Like a Pitt.
Yeah, like a Pitt or
a Nebraska.
Right. Do you see that? I mean, again, you see him as a potential playoff team, but no one's saying, hey, they can win it all.
Texas Tech, maybe?
Texas
Tech would be definitely
that conversation.
Yeah.
Is A&M kind of that? I don't know why A&M's not in these conversations more odd. But, yeah. No, it is the same. It's kind of the same group of teams.
Yeah, you don't see like a surprising top 10 team.
Those like a Syracuse.
Yeah, right, Syracuse or Iowa State.
Did A&M win a national championship like in the 40s or something?
I don't think so.
They don't have one at all. Rudy probably knows off his head because he's a Texas fan. He'll know what A&M has.
I can do this ChatGPT.
And so... But if they have, it's probably whatever 40s or 50s.
That's Texas, yeah.
In Texas A&M again is looked at as one of those jobs. If someone's like, "Hey, would you want the A&M job?" Or he's like, "Oh yeah,
They have money. They have three claimed national titles.
Yeah, they do.
In
1927
and 1939, the most recent claimed national title by Texas A&M.
Okay, so they don't have one, really.
No.
In modern terms, or even, they'd even look at 1939, really not counting that the way life is today. So, and that is also factored in as one of the jobs. It is. It's one of the jobs.
It is.
It's like, okay, for two reasons. What's the two reasons?
Money.
And recruiting base.
Locale.
And also they pack it. I mean, I've said all the time, as far as the sheer pageantry of the game, A&M is an incredible place to go to a game.
How come they don't win more?
Yeah. I mean, incredible place to go play. Absolutely, I mean, bonkers to go play there. It's really cool. And have never, and the other thing too, haven't been close.
That's weird.
When do you say, well, you know, they were really close this year. We thought they had it. They were never close to being, it's never like they got voted out of the BCS. They finished third and they should have been second, should have been playing for it. When is it?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Slocum had them fairly close.
They think the best. They're probably in that 10-2 range, right? That's kind of where they were at. And there might be an 11-1 in there, but there's never a time when you thought A&M was like right there.
They did play for the Big 12.
They beat Kansas State that year.
Oh, they beat them.
That's when they beat Kansas State was going to play for the Natty.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a huge upset.
So that's probably as close to a heyday as they've had in our lifetime.
Yes.
1939 otherwise.
Otherwise 1939.
Why?
Recent title. Claimed title.
I mean, do you understand that where they're located? I mean,
they should be.
It's like the Golden Triangle of recruiting in that area of Houston.
I know.
I mean, they're better than Texas as far as location. They're better than Texas.
And it's I can't. I mean, I want to say something, but it's hard to put into words. Like, do you understand why it's hard at Nebraska if Texas A&M can't do it? Right? I mean, if you're a Nebraska fan, can you understand that? Why it's hard? Texas A&M's not doing it.
They have talent everywhere around them. And money.
Yeah, the money is
money
more.
And talent everywhere around them.
I mean, there's no. It's not a guarantee. Just don't say we want to win. Okay, it'll happen. Okay. They want to win.
Just think about that. That they had that big when it's almost like borderline a scandal when all of a sudden there was comments made between Jimbo and Coach Saban.
Yeah,
about that.
Saban was way.
They had the number one class in the country, and that did nothing for him. Class the next year, more than half of it was gone. Jimbo was gone, and so sometimes it's like just get a bunch of money and get the best class. Well, that didn't work either.
Didn't work either. No, it doesn't.
And
it's
so,
just not automatic.
There's so much to it on putting a team together. And it was almost like they put together a class of just straight all-stars.
I know.
And then it didn't work. I mean, I think 12 to 14 were gone after 1 year.
Do you understand, Jake? It's hard.
I get that. Not pushing back on that.
Battle of Network Stars was hard, and they showed up.
And Howard Cosell was there. In the gold jacket.
Yeah, God dang,
Kapler. With sunglasses on.
Gabe looks like good shape.
Well, yeah, he could run. I had no idea he had that level of fitness.
Kind of coming back to me now.
When we come back, why does nobody have any questions for Mike Tomlin? Next, an early break on the ticket.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.